Having digged further into Kenny Werner's interviews and videos and things, which I don't want to copy and put on this website for you because that's a violation of copyright, I feel that it's okay for me to share with you my notes that I took from listening and watching him, specifically as it relates to guitar. So there was a video where he did effortless mastery training with a guitarist. And then the second part I'm going to read you is from a video sort of teleconference where he answered someone's question by text. He didn't speak. He saw the text question and then he spoke it over the video conference. All right. So we're going to start with his training with a guitar player. And it goes like this. Go into the space. Breathe. Become aware of your arms. Pretend they're moving by themselves. Put the guitar on your lap. Go into the space and keep repeating this step where you actually put the guitar back on the stand, go back into the space, pretend someone's moving your arms, and take the guitar and put it on your lap. But as you do it, and you're able to stay in the space without getting taken out of it by the act of putting the guitar on the lap, then you go to the next step, which is putting it in position. And then, you know, only go as far as the space will allow you. If you get out of the space putting it in position, just start all over again. All right, so now from here, I'm going to describe the next steps after that, but it's understood that you would do each step multiple times until you're able to do it, to go into, to stay in the space with each step without having to, you know, really try, you know. The next step would be to put your hands on the guitar and feel its texture. You maintain detachment at every step. Keep breathing. Masters aren't controlling their hands. They're on automatic. It's automatic. They have muscle memory. The perfect movement is that which you're not a part of. When the hands play themselves, there are no wrong notes and all the music is in the hands. And you become simply a listener. Practice going into the space when you pick up the instrument, and over the years, you'll start to go into the space every time. Okay, now here's the notes from the teleconference. Step one, go into the space. Then the right hand, this is assuming the guitar is on your lap already and you're in the space. The right hand, the picking hand, no, I'm sorry, the fretting hand, the left hand, caresses the neck. And the right hand touches the strings with either, touches a string with either pick or fingers. And then the left hand presses a string. And then the right hand picks the string up or down. And again, you only do each step after you've been able to go into the space and maintain it with each step as you go along. You see what I mean? And then from there, after you, whether you get a sound or not is immaterial. If it just goes plunk or something, that's fine. And if you at any point start thinking, then just drop your hands and go back into the space. But if you're able to stay in the space and you played a note, whether it made a sound or not, then you move the fretting hand up or down. Not in terms of, you don't think in terms of intervals, but just think, you know, 2 or 3 inches up or down from there. And then you repeat. So that's all step one. So just to repeat, you stay in the space, your fretting hand touches the neck, your picking hand touches a string with either pick or fingers, and then the fretting hand presses a string, and then the other hand picks it either up or down. And then repeat by moving your fretting hand somewhere else. Again, each step is, you know, meant to be in the space. All right? That's all step one. Step two, commit to a constant motion, which means the picking hand will do a constant rhythm, and then the fretting hand, even if it's not in sync with it and you're not making a sound, the fretting hand will go along with that. Surrender the need to sound good. This is meant to empower your hands to feel the motion without consequences. and play without a context. If you start thinking about a musical context, drop your hands and start over. That's the first way to do step two, which is the constant motion of the picking hand. Second way is to do, quote, careless chords. Not real chords, but just wherever your hand falls, that's a chord. And just get used to the effortlessness of that. And then the third way to practice step two is you move as fast as you can while watching your breathing. You just move effortlessly, fast, and there you go. Keep your ambition / narcissism out of it, and the hands will start to talk to each other. And then, and only then, you'll start to feel like it's riding a bicycle with the wind at your back.